My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
If someone told me my husband was making out with someone and farting, I don't know which one I'd be more devastated about. I mean, it's both of it's just embarrassing. And then what's wrong with his intense? Why is he farting? Oh my God. Something's wrong.
Welcome to 40 Ever Young. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so grossed out by this man. Like, who's making out with him, first of all? Like, who's making out with him?
I don't understand. I don't know. And I'm sorry to say this, but when watching the past few episodes, I'm like, Bronwyn, just leave him. Just leave him.
He's gross.
I know. Who wants to make out with Todd? I don't get it. Does he have that much money?
But it's still, though, Christina, there's better looking old men.
Yeah, that are rich, too.
Yeah, and they have something. They have some kind of charisma. Todd's given nothing.
Oh, my God. He's miserable. No, he's not funny. He's not charming. He's like he's just.
There's nothing there.
Do not get it.
And then, like,
looking at other girls' pictures, it's gross.
Let him have them, Bronwyn. Leave him. You're 40 years old.
I know.
Like, you're young. You can have a whole second life. Like, what are you doing?
I don't get it. I do not.
I'm just trying to think of, like, obviously, Girardi's the first one that comes to mind, but, like, who else? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, a rich older husband that's just like, he's got, as the kids say, the riz more than Todd. Like, Todd just has nothing. He's just so flat and grumpy.
I know. It's one thing if he was cracking jokes and you're like, all right, girls, come on over, you know, party.
Yeah.
Like, if he had, like, Mauricio, you know, Kyle Richards, obviously, if he had that personality, you know, maybe it'd be like, okay, I could see it. Life of the party, you know, fun guy, but.
Yeah, he's got nothing. And she's so young. I can't believe I can't believe Whitney's still only like 39. I'm like, how old are you? Like,
I know.
How did we get older than the Housewives, Christina?
I know, right? I was thinking that today, though. I was just like, Bronwyn, you're 40. You're 40.
Yes, get away from him, please. Yeah. And I mean, I get what she's trying to do about, like, I want to grow together with you. And she is putting a good spin on it. Like, if he's going to cheat, like, let's have an agreement, you know? But I think that's for the show or for her pride, right? Mostly maybe for her pride. Like, how is this man cheating on me when I am such a catch compared to him?
Mm-hmm.
Although if I was her partner in life, I'd get so dizzy by the head shaking. I can't take, like, how she has to shake her head every time she talks.
Oh yeah.
It's like distracting.
Yeah.
And the hands, it's like the hands and the head are all the time. Hands and head, hands and head. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm dizzy. Stop it. But other than that, no notes for Salt Lake. It's fantastic.
Oh yeah. It's definitely the best. Even though Andy was hyping up this last night's episode. Do I think it's the best episode of Housewives ever? No, it wasn't.
No.
But
no.
The week before, I thought was, oh my God, with the whole airplane.
Oh my God, I know. And I loved that scene where Mary and, like, where she sits, where Meredith sits down with Mary, and she's like, no, Meredith, that's not what happened. Like, that's not what happened. I was there. You don't have to tell me. I was there. Like, I'm like, wow, if Mary's telling you, like,
I just can't believe no one whipped out their phone.
I know. I bet you they did, but
yeah, they can't show it.
Threatened to sue or something. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, allegedly on, well, reading Reddit, mm-hmm. allegedly someone believes it was Meredith maybe, you know, popped like Xanax or something and she was totally. Drinking. Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. And that's why she doesn't remember it accurately.
Yeah.
I don't think she's lying. I think she knows that when she does a Xanax or whatever she does, she might not remember things. So that's just, she's like, well, that's what happened. It's like, well, that's what you think happened. That's not what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, you know, Lisa's just happy to be out of the drama. So she's like sticking with her. She's like, yeah, whatever. Do I think that they purposely pulled Brittany's hair? No. Do I think she was probably a bitch when she got up and shook her seat? Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And like maybe if her hair got stuck, like I think that was not purposeful. I can't see Meredith purposely pulling someone's hair. But like the whole like, oh, let's have a party for Brittany because she's feeling so bad. That was weird to me. I'm like, this is like, not what you should be doing. Like, and going back to what Heather said on the boat when they were doing yoga, like you did bring up a TikTok and say that her husband was cheating. So you can't play the victim. Like you,
you know, not to bring that up.
Yeah. Yeah. And so to say like, you know, she did not deserve to be abused, but I think maybe I wish we had some more evidence.
Yeah. I know, me too. Yeah, exactly. It's like she should know better not to bring that up. But yeah, she shouldn't have gotten bullied like that, which I feel bad for her in that sense. But at least she has people on her side.
Yeah. And also, like, why wouldn't she switch seats? Like, if all these girls were so horrified, why wouldn't they say, like, oh, my God, like, let's switch seat. Let's you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, she was like right in front of them.
Exactly. Like Heather was further up. Like someone should have tapped on Heather, like woke up Heather and be like, you need to switch with.
Or even one of the producers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they were sitting next to them. Cause like when they gave us a little chart.
Yeah.
But she could have been like, hey, executive producer, can we switch?
Right. Well, the executives were probably in the back though.
Yeah. At that point, if you want to get away from Meredith, yeah, go to the back.
Exactly. Well, that's true. Yeah, just go to the back.
I do love, I think it's funny, Meredith's explanation. She's like, was I taken off of the airplane by TSA?
She's not wrong. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're right, Meredith. You're right.
Exactly. So the truth's in there somewhere, but I don't know. And then when they all did the high body count hair, some of their hair looks so good already. I was like, oh my God, you guys are ruining good hair. What are you doing?
I know. I did kind of like the stuffed animal with the voice. I thought that was a good idea.
Really cute.
Especially because I was just like, what the hell, Bronwyn? Why throw her unicorn overboard?
Yeah, I think overboard, I would have hit it because I wouldn't want to listen to it. And I would have given it back to her at the end. But yeah, throwing it over was a little silly.
Like, come on. Yeah.
And I think she did. Bronwyn genuinely does feel guilty because she started Meredith like down this path of, because that's Meredith is typical housewife where she gets on the merry-go-round and she can't get off. Like she just goes around and around and she just like circles the drain. Like she can't get off. She doesn't know where to stop being cuckoo bananas.
I know. I mean, I love it when she goes off, but yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see this plane ride.
I know.
But I mean, I love the whole yacht. I thought that was excellent. Them being on the, I love the crossover. It only worked with them. It could not work with any other franchise.
No.
Maybe Miami. I don't know, maybe. But
the two things I didn't need is like the zombie dinner. Like, I don't need you guys dressing up. You're women in your 50s. Like, I just don't understand when they do that. If it was Halloween, sure.
Yeah. Even though some like, you know, some panning to them, like with the octopus on Bronwyn's face, it did look funny.
Oh my God, it was hilarious. Yeah. But for some reason, it just bothered, like when we're seeing the flashbacks now to it, it bothers me more in the flashbacks. I'm like, ugh, like there's stupid makeup and stuff. And then the other thing is like Bronwyn brought all those stupid inflatables and she tries to make a scene with Angie before Angie smashes her finger. And then when that didn't work, she's like, oh, we got to put it on inflatables to throw the unicorn overboard.
Yeah.
Like, stop with the costumes. It would have been funnier if you weren't in costumes. Like it was funny that what's her name got her finger smashed in a costume. Like, I'll give her that, but she didn't know that's not what she was planning on doing.
Exactly.
You know? Like, so I'm just like, those little things where they try too hard. And I'm like, the show is so good. You don't need to try.
Yeah.
This
you
hard.
Don't need those sticks.
Right. Yeah. Were you thinking like every time Meredith put water on Brittany, I was like, didn't we like just learn our lesson in Miami about throwing water on people? Like,
I know, But it kind of looked like the way Meredith did it was kind of classy. Like she was like, she was handing.
She just poured it. Yeah.
She just like, it was like so quick. And like the way she did it was good. But and then, of course, when Brittany threw it back at her, and Meredith kind of like flipped it back and it went on Bronwyn, like it just worked. Yeah. It was so perfect.
It was. But, sorry, I'm yawning. I'm not bored.
Only on Salt Lake would it work out so perfectly.
And only probably with Brittany. I feel like if you did that. Remember with the Jen Shaw when she did it to Angie? That was
not good. That was not good. Yeah, not good.
So, yeah, it's fantastic.
It really is.
You know what? Potomac is it has its really good moments. You mentioned earlier Stacey and Wendy's like sit down, but then there's other times where I'm just like so bored. I'm like,
I know.
What was one of the scenes? I learning about Stacey's weed line. I don't care. I was so bored.
Yeah. I mean, I love Stacey. She's my favorite right now. So I just feel like. Yeah, there's some great parts and then other parts it's like, okay, whatever, you know, I just, I thought with Stacey and Wendy having lunch, Wendy like said it perfectly. Stacey is so unserious and it just works so well.
Yes, because I agree with
anytime
that.
Anytime Giselle comes for her, Ashley, Stacey just makes a joke and she's like, whatever, Giselle, hug me. And it just works so well. And she's so unbothered and delusional and it's just amazing. And then also on TikTok, someone made a page. It's like of all Stacey's QVC segments.
Mm-hmm.
It is so enjoyable to watch.
It's the drama, the length. That one Thanksgiving sweater is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
I know, but she's selling it. She is working it.
She's like, the texture. I'm like, oh my God, Stacey. That was the perfect job for her. I can't believe she ever let that go.
I know. She was an excellent host.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so good. But yeah, it's just for me and... You know, I think she's the only one making me laugh. So,
But she's not even meaning to. That's what's
funny. No, exactly. Even though Wendy did make me laugh with her looking at the camera, that was great.
That was great. That was like so Michael Scott.
So perfect.
Yeah.
So perfect.
Because it is so unserious. Like you're naming your weed line a word that means happy in a different language, in my language, in my ancestry. Like know I'm Nigerian. Yeah, like
that you just found out. Supposedly, exactly. You are a little bit.
Exactly.
Off.
Like, yes.
What are you doing?
And you chose a word. Yeah, and you chose a word that means happy. I'm like, oh my God. So funny.
And now Monique is back. It was fun. I didn't like how Kay was like, oh. You know, trying to throw Stacey under the bus. So I was like, okay, I see what you're doing.
I know. Kay's annoying this season.
I know. And it's so upsetting because I liked her. You know, when she first came out, I was like, oh, I like her. I will get to know more. I'm like, put her on. And now I'm like, uh-oh.
I know. Everything. I think she's just trying too hard. Mm-hmm. I did also like the scene. I love the scenes with Tia at home. Like with her finding out about her daughter's birthday party and like how the girls called the cops and the husband didn't. And like how, like, I love the dynamic. I'm like, give me more of this, whatever this is. I love it.
I'm really enjoying Tia. I think she's a good addition.
Two daughters, the 16-year-old and the 14-year-old, just like are so stereotypical teenagers. Like they just like the way they turn their nose up at everything. I'm just like, oh, this couldn't be any better. Like this is just. Like where Giselle's daughters are so cute and innocent and still to this day, like we had the one scene with either Angel or Adore, one of them. And she's just like, they're so sweet and cute. Like these daughters are giving something else and I'm here for it. You know, like they are giving, our mom is the most annoying person in the world. And we're gonna let everyone know.
And we don't care that we're on camera. And then Giselle, I didn't know her stepmother hated her and she hated stepmother. It's like, okay, Giselle, give us some of your life here.
Right.
All this time.
Yeah, we could have done for some of that drama.
Yeah, right. Give us something.
And she's trying to steal money from you? Like what?
Yeah, like this is interesting.
Yeah. They might have cut it in the past because we've been hearing her fight for this will. Like that we heard that last season too. Yeah, so maybe they just cut it out. What were you gonna say?
No, I was also, it just reminded me when Wendy said I forgot where they were, but she was like, we got to hurry because at midnight, Ashley turns into a man.
Oh, that's funny. God, oh my God. Wendy's Stacey's sexy outfit. Like she's just such a joke.
Oh my God.
Because you know, she didn't do that as a joke. You know, she didn't do that as a joke. She did that so serious.
Did you see, I saw it on Instagram, but at BravoCon they had a panel where it was like they were asking them like shady questions, and then the light turned on to Tamara, and Tamara had to answer who was it on stage, who was the thirstiest housewife, and she goes Stacey, and the audience is like boo boo, and Stacey's like, oh, do you hear them booing? She's like, choose somebody else.
Yeah, I saw that. That
was so awesome. Great. But Andy's face was,
my name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Amazing. Because Andy's like, love it, because he loves Stacey. He is like loving everything that she was saying.
That was good. And how Erica said that Angie was the worst dress because it was the bad color. It wasn't a good color for you. I'm like, okay, relax.
And then PVC. And how she's like, I don't know her name. I'm sorry. She's on the best Housewife franchise.
Oh,
like,
she did it on purpose. Right, she like, did it on purpose.
And then what I was reading was that the Beverly Hills panel was so boring, which I can imagine. Yeah. I'm like, you know what, Erica? Take some notes from Angie. You need it because your show's boring.
The one I would like to see is that fashion one that they did with Rachel Zoe and Bronwyn and Vanita. I would have loved to see that, because talk about three totally different styles.
Yeah, like, but they're all great. Like, I love
all great
like,
for them. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, Vanita's so preppy and like Southern, and Bronwyn's Bronwyn, and Rachel Zoe is so like boho and like oversized and chunky and like,
from what I've been reading on Reddit from BravoCon, from people that were there. So someone on Reddit said that I don't know exactly when this was, maybe after a panel or something, but they met Luke from the Valley, Kristen's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And he was saying like, yeah, Kristen's only got 3 more years left in LA, or else if she doesn't move, I'm ending it.
Like, why would you go to BravoCon and say that? Like, what do you do?
Exactly. Like, they said he was flirting with people. Like, someone was like, yeah, he was flirting with my friend. And then he was kind of talking smack on Chris. I'm like, she just had your baby. I was like, there was a few people that kind of backed up the story. So I was like, oh, God. Like, this is terrible. I'm like, poor Kristen. I mean, he did in the first season of The Valley. He was like, I don't want to stay in LA that long. I want to go back home. And she's like,
where's he from?
Like, Colorado. He's very woodsy.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Florida. I was like, no. Colorado's okay. I could do that.
Yeah. But Colorado, I think he's more into like, you know, small town. He doesn't want to be in LA. So I'm hoping maybe Kristen also feels the same about moving, but
she's got a bad picker. I feel bad.
She really does. I know.
But like, what brought him to LA to begin with? Like, that always bothers
Kristen.
Me.
Yeah. Oh. I think Kristen. They met at like a mutual friend's wedding. They're both in
Okay, that makes more sense, because what I was gonna say was like, it bothers me when you move somewhere and you meet somebody and you're like, but this isn't where I always want to be, and you know, it's like, well,
but you moved here.
Like, it was like the whole Paige and Craig thing. It was like, like, well, what, like,
you knew this from the beginning.
Go back to your Hallmark movie and meet somebody from your hometown that you went to high school with. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
So I guess maybe Luke was trying, you know, LA for a bit, but you could tell it's not his scene. It's not him.
Totally.
So hopefully Kristen's on the same page.
Did you see that meme that was like, a shout out to all of the city boyfriends that are about to be dumped by their, for their you know, their girlfriend's high school lumberjack boyfriend or something like that. Basically, like, you know, the plot of every Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Just me. I did not do it justice, but the meme made me laugh so much. I was like,
that's funny. God,
so funny.
So, yeah.
Oh, good. So that's interesting. Good. A lot of good gossip came out of BravoCon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like Friday was all about how Teresa and Joe and Melissa made up.
Who cares?
I know. I was like, we all know what they're doing. Right. You know?
Yeah.
They need that.
And
they
also, like, back. I just don't care anymore.
I know.
You guys played it out. There's nothing there for me anymore. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Like, I saw that Gio was asked about it, and I'm like, I don't even care what she has to say next. Like, I don't care.
Even though I loved what Dolores had to say. Dolores was like, well,
yeah. She said what we're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, thanks for saying it, Dolores.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You're right. You're right. You're like, right.
Finally, Dolores, you're not just.
Because she knows it's a play, too. And she's like, oh, I'm over these two.
Yeah. Like, who cares? So I feel like that was Friday. That was like the big thing Friday.
Yeah.
I feel like Saturday.
Well, I love drunk Lindsay trying to diffuse a fight with Sandoval and his girlfriend.
Oh my God, I know.
Because that was like classic summer house drunk Lindsay. I'm like, oh no, what is she doing?
So funny. I was actually surprised Sandoval was there, but then I realized they were doing like some traitor stuff.
Yeah.
So I was kind of happy because I kind of felt like at first bad, like, oh yeah, you know, poor Sandoval. Yeah, I wish he was there.
And a brunette Ariana was there too, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. Oh, you know who wasn't there? James Stassi. Kennedy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been canceled.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess they're sticking with it.
Yeah. Although, like, I saw a meme that was like, can you imagine screaming and clapping for a woman who has 4 DUIs and just got out of prison? And I'm just like, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, the Wendy thing.
It insurance doesn't bother me as much.
No, insurance crime. Yeah, it's a crime, but it's like, it's not DUI.
Yeah.
It's not what Jen Shah did, which he'll never have Jen Shah on again. It's not like, it's a DUI and it's 4.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't admit, like, it took you 4 to even, like, she, like, still to the end, she was still saying, you know, she was innocent, similar to Jen Shah. Like, she wouldn't. I don't know. That to me, I'm just like, I do like Karen on the show, but I'm not rooting for her. I'm just like, I can't anymore. You know, like I'm totally, what was the one, there was someone there like, Ashley said it on Potomac this week where she was like, you know, Monique deserves a second chance. Like, yes, she hurt Candace and that was traumatic, but like, I also get you just blacking out and like, you know, being remorseful and being like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like that was not me. I want to be a better person. Mm-hmm. Like that's even better than 4 DUIs, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah. If she, it'd be different if Monique did that, like, you know, 4 times. Yeah.
Right. Like exactly. She put a gun to her head or a knife to her throat.
Oh yeah. No.
That would be a different story.
She's done. Yeah.
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 But like she pulled her hair and yes, that's traumatic, but like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Plus, I don't
Candace
wanna,
is now off the show, so they probably had to wait for Candace to go.
Totally.
Off.
Oh, totally. Totally. In,
so, which I completely get.
Yeah. Just like, I just mean, like, you know, I'm all for forgiving people and giving people a second chance. Like, totally all for that. But
no, it's just
some things.
It's different.
Yeah.
Wendy's is different than Karen. And Wendy's is more like
Teresa's is different.
Teresa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wendy's is more in line with Teresa.
Exactly.
Yeah, Karen, but it was. I did see that meme also where it's like, only at BravoCon would someone get a standing ovation for DUIs. Yeah.
Right. Well, even like we were talking about being on Dancing with the Stars and how they like to have a criminal or like a soft criminal.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, Karen Reed was also convicted what's it called? A DUI.
Yeah.
But like, I don't
it's
know.
Different. Yeah, it's different. It would be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird. You're right. Okay, never mind. Take that one back. But who was the other criminal we were hoping would be on Dancing with the Stars? There was someone else we were talking about, but now I can't remember. Anyway, by the way, Dancing with the Stars having a real renaissance right now.
I know.
They're having the best season ever. Like,
whoever is a casting director, they did an excellent job.
Dina Katz, and she has been their casting director since day one. And I know her from my, like, Tony's days and daytime Emmys, like she casted those. So she's like not, you would think they would have got like somebody young, but I don't know, maybe she's got a young assistant because getting these TikTokers and these influencers on are really helping them. Because two seasons ago, it wasn't even on TV. It was on Disney
Plus. Disney, yeah, yeah.
You couldn't even watch it. And then they had Tom Bergeron, you know, the original host. He was on a couple weeks ago and he was like, bring back the results show. I was like, do not bring back the results show. Two nights of Dancing with the Stars is too many nights.
That's what happens. Like,
exactly. They watered it down.
It gets popular and then they it's like an overkill. And then they're just like more and more. Like right now, it's just like, now everyone's on Bravo getting an after show. No, not every season is an after show. No. They don't. I don't need to hear any more about OC.
No,
like, we're good. You know, Potomac does not need an after show.
No. Do they have one?
I feel like they were talking about like, oh, filming for the after show. I'm like, what? No, I was like, you don't need one.
No,
you know, it's only if you're going to have an explosive season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Speaking of explosive, I'm usually never excited or rarely watch a third part of a reunion. Like normally I'm bored by then, but at least Orange County, like now they're going to show like the, like after everything that came out allegedly about Tamara. Yeah. So at least it's something to be interested in, or else I wouldn't even be watching.
They better give us some, I know. Cause I feel like the second episode I was on my phone a lot. And the first episode I was on my phone. It's just, I get very angry when Emily goes after Katie.
Me too.
So that was, I was just very angry. And then the second one, well, they brought out Katie's husband, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking over him a lot, so I didn't have a problem with him being like, you know, cutting them off in return.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, so rude, so rude. And I'm just like, well, stop talking. Let him
Sorry, my phone went on mute. Totally. Yeah, I didn't have a problem. I didn't think he was disrespectful. I think he did say the one thing I didn't like is when he said to Gretchen, no, you're Slade's fourth housewife.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little fucked up. I'm like, you don't need, they've been together like 10 years. Like
they have a kid.
Slade's the worst, but you don't, that's too low. But I agree. The thing I totally agree with you with Emily and Katie, it's just wrong and it's fucked up. And the fact that Emily is like sticking to her guns on that is really, really annoying. But then like there was a couple times where like Katie was saying something and like, you know, Andy was like, oh, in my ear, they said that wasn't true. And then she would just go, oh, okay. And it's like, you're blatant. I know we talked about this on one of our podcasts recently, but like your blatant lies are just annoying. Like I don't love just lying. Like, it's so frustrating. And she did it a couple times. So it's like, okay, I'm mad at Emily for picking on you, but I also can't be on your side because you're just telling like untruths.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also annoying. I find annoying Jen. Like, I don't remember. It's like, I gotta remember something.
Yeah, I flip flop on that because like with Jen, like and how, and Katie's been going after her and she's like, oh, you're my friend. Da, da, da. I almost feel for Jen because it's like, you were caught like before everything even happened with Gretchen at that retreat with that Shannon's retreat thing where she's like, oh, I didn't talk to anybody. And then like, literally the next episode, she's like, oh, I went to my DMs. I am the one that reached out. So like she was proving herself an untrustworthy person before the Gretchen stuff came out.
Yeah.
So I think I'd kind of be with Jen and be like, listen, you're making stuff up a lot. Like, I can't be on your side.
Yeah, no, I get that. I was just talking like, you know, how sometimes Jen, like even like in other situations, she's like, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Did I say that? You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, remember something, please.
Yeah, I know. Watch what happens always. Like
Jenna, but yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, they say she does that.
No, they say, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Cause like, that's what all she, like when everybody asks her anything, that's how she starts a question. You know what? Thank you so much. And then like, she'll answer it or not answer it.
Sure,
yeah. But go ahead. Sorry. I think we had a bad connection for a second.
Oh, no, but I totally get what you're saying with her, with Katie. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Especially after she got that phone call. Like if Katie was asking like her personal friend something, I'm like, all right, that's a little weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Katie's going to, you know, fix that one.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that her husband was the only one to come on.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that part is true. Unless
they're
just doubling down, you know?
Yeah. But I'm just like, I don't know. And Matt seems like a smart, trustworthy person. Not trustworthy, but like, he seems like someone who's telling the truth, but I don't know. I've been fooled before by, you know, Wendy and Eddie. So I could be all wrong.
I know.
So he seems like he's telling the truth. I think. And but who knows?
I know. And the Gretchen thing also grossed me out. Like, she couldn't wait to say that, oh, you said Eddie was gay the first minute you met him.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, we're doing this. Like, I can't have this same fight. She has been calling Eddie gay for years. And like, I thought that we drew a line years ago on Bravo and said, okay, we're not going to weaponize sexuality anymore.
Yes.
Like,
that was annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, Gretchen, we're not doing this anymore. Like, stop.
And stop making me agree with Tamara. Ugh.
I know. Oh, even though Tamara was so gross, like
I know.
How she was treating Shannon.
Yeah, I know. We'll see now because Vicky's coming back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But now Tamara and Vicky made up. So.
Yeah, for now. By the time they start filming. Yeah, Tamara's the worst. She's fallen even further
off. My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
For Rocker.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
What I was going to say was, like, I know we always talk about reunion looks and we were talking, like, I thought Heather's was so boring from the minute we saw it. And then I saw some clips she posted where she said she got it on Amazon for $50. I'm like, but oh, why? Wow. You're Heather Dubrow. Like, why would you do that? Like, if it was a $50, like, eccentric dress, I'd be like, yeah, you go. Like, that's awesome. But, like, it was the most boring dress. Like, you're Heather Dubrow. Get a better dress. Like, I don't understand.
At that point, if you're going to do that, do a Jenna Lyons and show up in some jeans, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Do something different.
Yeah, well, she doesn't have good street style. She only knows how to wear
like a gown.
Designer, yeah.
Yeah, true.
And I did like, well, it's very confusing to me, this whole Gretchen transphobic stuff, because like how Heather was like, oh, I do like your style. It's very costumey, but I like it. And I like that Heather said that, but then in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, but aren't you mad at her for all the trans shit? Like what? Like, I'm confused why you're like kind of defending her unless we're going to learn something in the next episode where it totally was not Gretchen. And I know she's going to try to blame it on Tamara, but I don't know. I liked that at first. Cause I was like, yeah, it is Gretchen's own style. It's not my style. Like you and I always talk, it's not my style, but it's unapologetically her style. And it's very costumey and like, whatever, let her do it. It's not boring. But yeah, it was just weird to me how she was kind of defending her with that. So I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what else, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm also curious. Did you see, there's like a meme and it said, when they were all congratulating Vicky for getting her orange back at BravoCon, that they were all huddled together. And it's like, which one of us is going to get fired?
Yeah. I think you posted the thing where it was like Emily and Gina. Yes. Like, what? What?
Like, uh-oh.
Like, uh-oh. Yeah. So funny. So funny. I don't know. Gina doesn't bother me. Emily.
No.
Gina, see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with Gina.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. I was like, if they get rid of one, let it be Emily.
Yeah. Agree. Is there any other shows on Bravo? I think those are just the three I'm watching. Are you watching anything else?
It's Potomac, Orange County, Salt Lake. Yeah, that's it, right?
That's it. And then Southern Charm starts tonight.
Yeah, Southern Charm starts tonight. I did watch, I told you I watched two episodes of the Wife Swap.
Okay. Yeah,
you talked. I saw Angie's and Melissa. Oh my God, I forgot to mention the last time. You know how many times Melissa mentioned sprinkle cookies?
Oh God, I can't.
I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
Well, the only reason why she did it.
Yes. I was like, oh my God. And she made those poor kids make sprinkle cookies. Oh, I was like, oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Like, stop it.
That's so funny.
Oh my God. I feel like December is going to be really busy of TV because we have Southern Charm coming back, Beverly Hills coming back. What else? There's something else coming back.
Well, at least OC will be over.
Yes, finally. Jesus.
And I'm ready to wrap up Potomac.
Yeah. But, you know,
I feel like a lot of filler episodes, and I'm like, let's just go. They're going somewhere else, right? There's another trip in the horizon.
Yeah.
Let's just get there. Oh, so sorry. So Beverly Hills, Southern Charm. What else in December?
You know, I thought there was other stuff, but it might just be regular TV.
Well, January Traitors.
Yes, January Traitors. I feel like what else? Oh, Tell Me Lies, right? That one with...
I don't watch that.
Oh, my God. What's it called? It's good, though. I think it comes back January.
Okay.
I feel like winter is like, you know, good TV month.
Oh, the best. I feel like there's so much. I feel like I've just been like.
Yeah, like regular TV, right?
Loving it. Well, let's talk about we didn't talk about Nobody Wants This last time. We both crushed that.
We're
both that. Loved it.
We're going to talk about regular TV and we're going to, spoilers. So, you know.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, because do you want to talk about All Her Fault also?
Yes.
No? Yeah, yeah. So, spoilers.
Spoilers for All Her
Fault. Nobody Wants Us. Oh my God, how annoying was Kristen Bell?
So, I mean, she's always been on our shit list. She's never been.
It's just her character got more annoying this season.
Yeah. I loved Esther and her husband. Like,
yeah.
So upset at the end. Like, I'm like, wait, what? Like, I think the first season, my favorite character was, oh my God.
Morgan?
Yes, Morgan. She was my favorite. And I loved her relationship with Sasha. And then this season, I loved Esther's relationship with Sasha. And Brody's great. Like, obviously Swoon, like whatever.
Yeah.
But, Kristen Bell. Like, I didn't love that it had a very similar ending as the first season. Like, we did this already. We did this chasing out of a party thing. Like,
yeah. I was like, okay, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? At first, I was just like, I mean, they showed us a different side to Esther, which was good. But I was like, I kind of miss her, like, snarky comments. But then whenever she was around Morgan, it would come back. So I was like,
yeah. Oh,
there she is. You know?
Whore one and whore two.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was like, I miss the, you know, that Esther. But it was nice to see, like, a different side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then did you realize that Morgan and her fiance were both on?
Yes, Succession.
Yeah. Because I knew she was from Succession. And then when he came on, I remembered he was on Succession, but I like didn't put it together that they were on it together. I'm like, oh yeah, duh. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I like that.
Me too.
And then I didn't realize, like, the other day, I was like, oh, let me watch. I never watched Veep. Let me watch.
From Veep. Yeah. Oh, he was great on Veep. Yeah. You never watched Veep?
I watched like maybe an episode.
Okay.
Or maybe like 10 minutes of an episode.
Okay.
But I never watched the whole thing. So I was just like, let me, you know, watch that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I finished it, but I definitely watched like the first couple seasons.
Yeah.
I loved him from that. And there's that other guy, the Tony Hale too. And that is like so good.
Yeah. So. I loved All Her Fault. Did you like it?
I loved it.
I thought it was so good.
So good. I loved how, like, you know, it kept us on the edge of our seat. Like,
it really did. I did not expect that to be that girl's kid. Like that.
Oh, I didn't get that either, obviously, until that episode. Yeah.
I forgot her name, the babysitter. Carrie? No. What was her name?
Yeah, Carrie. Carrie.
And I didn't expect Milo to be her son. I didn't expect the whole car crash. Like
I thought she lost her baby in pregnancy.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. I thought she had a miscarriage because the way they did it. And then I did not think that, like, when she was like, oh no, I heard my baby. And I'm like, what? And then like the whole like car accident thing. I was like that. I liked it. I mean, you know, more, I was just like, oh, I didn't pick up on this. I was just like, oh, I was surprised by it.
Right. And then I did pick up like the very first episode where they showed, again, from Succession, what's her name? Come in, Shiv. Come in, and they like, oh no, I'm totally healed from like the. I'm like, oh, she must have had a traumatic birth, not realizing, the car accident. So I knew from the beginning that the husband was the one that hurt the brother, because I'm like, nobody's paying for his whole family's life if he's not responsible for this. So I knew that part.
Yeah, I figured that one. I was figuring out, especially when he was like, I need you guys to need me and all this stuff. I was like, huh. It's just like something's going on with the husband.
Yeah. He just played a shitty husband in something else too. I'm like, wow, he really is playing a lot of shitty husbands.
And which is so funny, because where I know him from, Jake Lacy, is from How to Be Single, where he was like
so adorable. Sweet
boyfriend. So wasn't in these roles, and I'm like, oh. What happened to the other guy?
Wasn't he, I might be confusing him, but wasn't he also in not How to Be Single, the one, maybe it is How to Be Single. Yeah, with Leslie Mann?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a boyfriend, yeah. I think
he was so funny in that.
So cute in it.
Yeah, he was so cute. So I agree, yeah. What was the other show just recently? He played a shitty husband. Ugh, all right, it'll come back to me. But
you know what I liked about All Her Fault? I liked how it went straight to it right at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, oh, okay, we're going straight to it.
Yeah.
But she showed up at the pier looking for her. I was like, oh.
I had a feeling that that woman from that house was going to be, I thought it was going to be more nefarious.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't, but, yeah, and I did, and I don't know. I didn't like how she was like Elle Fanning's character, or Dakota Fanning's character was like, or people were saying it was going to be her fault that we brought them into our lives. I'm like, you're not responsible for like that. I don't think that she was responsible, you know?
No, I don't think so. Oh my God. How annoying was her husband? Oh my God.
The worst. I'm so glad she left him.
Oh, me too. Horrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Apple level fall.
Yes.
Oh, and White Lotus. He was a shit husband in White Lotus too.
Yes.
That's right. He really is leaning into his shit husband era.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh my God.
I feel like now, just to like, he needs to be a good husband or boyfriend in his next.
Yeah, we need you as a sweetie again.
Yeah. I'm so upset they killed Jay Ellis's character. I was like, what the hell? You didn't need to kill him.
I know. The guy from
Insecure. Yeah.
I loved him in Insecure. I loved Insecure so much.
But I was like, whoa, you didn't have to do him like that.
I know. And I felt bad for Abby Elliott. Yeah. The whole thing. They didn't want him to use his chair, but he wanted to use his chair. Yeah. The brother. Oh, no, it was very, very good. That little actor, the little boy actor, very good actor.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised. And I knew, because I was like, this is a great cast. This has to be good. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Sarah Snook, has her choices.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I feel like she'd pick a good one.
Yeah. Loved it. Yeah, that was good. That was
surprising. I finished it real quick too.
Yeah, I think we did it in a weekend too. I was like, let's get this in. I think it was.
I don't want any spoilers.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, when I saw them promoting it, I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then when, I don't know, I saw the trailer or something, I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this. And I feel that way. Have you seen is it The Beast in Me or Mr. Beast is the new?
I watched it.
Oh, did you like it?
I did.
It's Claire Danes, right?
Yeah, and Matthew Rhys.
That's the next one on my list. Oh, I love Matthew Rhys. Yeah,
Rhys, yeah. He's fantastic. Everything he does, he is a fantastic actor.
The Beast in Me. Yeah, that's what I want to watch next. That's
okay. I wrote that down. I was like, let's see if Liz watched it. So we
No, it's on my list. On my list.
Yeah, I watched that. And then
The Morning Show.
You know what I had to say about All Her Fault? My one complaint. Well, first I'm gonna say, usually I can't watch shows with that subject of just like the missing child, but this one obviously it has like a good thriller. My one complaint, whenever they texted, they did not do a close-up of the text message. So you know how many times I had to pause it, stand up, and go straight to the screen? If you're going to do text messages, please make them bigger. Like, please, I can't, I'm squinting. Like, what is it? What does it say?
I don't remember.
There was when Dakota and Fanning was texting, her husband was texting or whatever. And I'm just like, I can't see. pause, stand up, rewind. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. Talk about going apeshit. If I found out I'm struggling to get childcare to make a meeting that's super important at work, and you told me you couldn't do it so you could sit in a park and just scroll your phone, I would have seen red.
A very important meeting.
Exactly. Where like it the was most just, important meeting.
Oh my God.
And you know it's important to me and like my career.
Yes.
Oh God, it made me like, I'm so pissed off. She left him.
I know.
She sucked so bad.
Yeah.
No, it's so good though.
Yeah.
Okay, so you saw The Beast in Me. What else have you seen?
Yeah, it was good. What else? Mormon Wives. The Secret
I'm not
Wives
done. I've only watched like 1.5 episodes.
Oh, okay. Watch that. You know what I watched? I watched Twin Peaks because I was just like, I remember hearing about it when I was younger and the whole like who killed Laura Palmer, you know, like all that stuff. So I was like, you know what? I don't know who did it. I was like, let me watch it. It is so freaking weird and bizarre. I did not know the turns that it like how it went. And I'm just like, this show is freaking weird. There were some points where I was like, I don't know if I can continue watching this. I was just like, so there were some episodes where I was like, I don't know if I could do it. I was about to like Google who did it. And then I was like, but then I Googled what episode do you find out? And it was like season 2, episode 7. I was like, okay, almost
there. I'm looking it up. So is it from like the 90s?
Yes, from 1990. It had Kyle MacLachlan. Yeah. He looks so young. Lara Flynn Boyle. And like some other people. But I just remember.
Is that Elizabeth Berkley?
No.
Wow. Okay. Another blonde that looks like her.
But it was Peggy Lipton. What's it called? It was like one of those shows I always remember hearing about.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, oh, let me watch it. Let me see what it was all about. The hubbub. So weird. But I stuck with it to find out who the killer was. And then I was like, well, I want to see how everyone reacts. So I watched like a few of, and then I'm just like, all right, let me pause it. It's only 2 seasons, but like the second season's 22 episodes.
Oof.
So I'm still trying to decide if I'm going to just finish it or what.
Yeah.
But what a weird show.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was weird? And I was really disappointed because I really wanted to see it. And maybe it's just not for me. But that Paul Thomas Anderson movie with Leo that came out, One Battle After Another.
Oh, yeah.
I've been hearing just like so many amazing things. I'm like, I really got to see this. Maybe it just wasn't for me. I don't know. It was 2.5 hours. I know you love that. And I just, I kept waiting for something, you know, and I'm like,
I don't know. That's disappointing. Yeah. I feel like it is getting a lot of hype.
That Chase Infinity or whatever, the young girl, she was very good in it. And what's Amon Shumpert's ex-wife? Tiana Taylor. Taylor, she was great. And Leo was Leo. But like, I don't know. I thought, because it's kind of like not dystopian, but like they play like vigilantes / terrorists.
Okay.
And you kind of like, in my mind, I thought we were going to be rooting for them. But I don't know. It just gets weird. Not for me. So if you see it, let me know what you think. Cause I was so, okay. I was honestly like, I would look every weekend to see if it was on streaming yet. Cause I'm like, I want to see this. And it was on streaming finally. I mean, I had to pay, you know, $20 or whatever, but, just disappointed. So
that sucks. I know. Yeah. I just read something. Jennifer Lawrence was like, I've never had that experience in a theater before. What an amazing movie. So I'm like, really?
I know.
You can't listen to Jennifer Lawrence.
That's true. Her movie, I have no interest in. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. None.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I just don't want to see her and Robert Pattinson going in different.
No. And it's weird because I feel like she did like in my mind when it like, cause I heard her interviewed for, I saw an interview with her and she kept talking about Rob. And I was like, I thought it was Leo. Like, I'm just so used to her being with Leo for some reason. I don't know why. So it's weird that she's Robert Pattinson. And then we also saw Nuremberg, which I haven't seen any advertisements for.
Nope.
It just came out. It's Rami Malek. It's, oh God. Shit. I forget. It's on the tip of my tongue. But it's obviously about the Nuremberg trials, which I didn't know that much about. So it was interesting. I really liked it. It was another long one, but I thought it was It was good. Oh, okay. Russell Crowe plays like the second in command to Hitler. So Hitler kills himself or whatever. And then he surrenders. And then he goes on trial, the Nuremberg trials. And then Rami Malek plays a psychiatrist that's brought in to like, because this was before they knew really, like there was rumors about what was going on in the camps, but they didn't really know for certain what was going on in the camps. So like they were trying to like figure out what everyone knew, you know, in terms of like Hitler's like regime, like, did you know this was going on? Like all this stuff. So I thought it was really good just because it was like historical, but the acting was really good. And like, it's a, you know, he's a real guy. The Rami Malek character is a real guy. And so I thought it was interesting.
Oh,
so that was
good. Okay. Yeah. I heard good things about Frankenstein.
I did too, but I haven't seen it yet.
No, I think I may watch it.
Yeah, Elordi, right?
Yeah.
Jacob Elordi, yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, he was good in like Euphoria for like playing that really douche teenager. Mm-hmm. But
he was the one, Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yeah, that too.
Saltburn,
yeah.
Saltburn.
Yeah, he was good at that. The thing is, you know what? The only thing with him... I don't find him attractive, but it's just like everyone, like I guess all the young girls, like, oh my god, he's the hottest thing in the world. Just like, you guys don't have a good, like, you don't have a good pool to pick from your the Gen Z boys. I'm like, no one is, you don't get any cute guys. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say Kaya Gerber's dating Lewis Pullman,
and Bill he looks Pullman. So much like his dad.
I don't think he's good looking. Do you?
No, I just see Bill Pullman.
Me too. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. They came out, what was it? Was it Vanity Fair? They just came out with like the new class. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I don't have any good looking guys. It's just like, no, sorry, girls. Like, sorry if it's like me. But it's like,
the generational thing.
Like,
yeah.
It must be. Yeah. I guess they're more into that Timothée Chalamet look, you know?
Yeah.
Which, not for me. We had some good guys in our. The millennials had some good guys.
Yeah. And they're still dreamy and hunky.
Yeah. Right? Like, they were like, the good looking guys were like in the 90s or early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
We got lucky.
We did. But even think about like, we thought Pacey was cute, but like looking back, Pacey wasn't cute.
No, but he's now he's such better. A stud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
yeah, who knows? Maybe in 20 years, I'll be like, that Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
Or that Timothée Chalamet.
yeah. That Austin Butler.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Me either.
I don't see it. And then, then they had the Vanity Fair cover has Jeremy Allen White, which.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I know some people
I just
like
can't
him.
See him not in his Shameless character. So, like, I can't get and behind. Then,
I can't finish the latest season of The Bear. I don't know. I'm just so tired of him with his mopey face. Mm-hmm. I can't take it anymore.
Don't see the Springsteen movie.
No, that's why I couldn't. I was like, I don't know if I could take Jeremy Allen White's mopey face anymore. I need a break from him.
That's so funny. Trying to think. But, so what else have you watched?
I'm trying to think. I feel like I've watched a lot.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So Nobody Wants This. Secret Rise of Mormon Lies, All Her Fault, Beast in Me. What else did I watch? Twin Peaks. I feel like there has to be something else. Oh, The Murdoch Murders.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm sorry. I know you said you weren't that into it, but I think the acting's so good.
The acting is good. You know what? The last few episodes have been good. I think maybe it was like, I guess I was waiting for what's happening now to happen, you know, like, you know, with the whole like, you know, people still don't know that he did it.
Right.
So I feel like it was just like a lot of backstory at first. I don't know. I couldn't get into some episodes.
I'm kind of like fascinated by we listened to the podcast, saw the documentary, but like in this, how they call each other boy and like drinking. All of that I'm really into. Cause I'm like, God, they're like capturing all of like these little idiosyncrasies that are like so common. In South
and
Carolina,
Jason Clark, who's playing Alec Murdoch, I'm like, he does such a fantastic job. Like, even like,
so good.
Yeah, I'm like, oh wow, so different than how he normally is.
Yeah, and even the kids, like the boys.
Yeah,
and what's her name?
Patricia Arquette. Yeah. Yeah,
she's really having a renaissance. I feel like she's in everything.
She is.
Like she is. Yeah, everything she's in. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I felt like maybe it's still to come, but like Brittany Snow's part seems really small so
it
far.
It does.
But maybe and I feel it, like it's bigger.
She's also having a little reticence. She's in Beast and Me. She's in Hunting Wives.
Like, yes.
I think she looks great.
She does look great. I love her. I've always loved her.
I didn't think she had any work done at all, but then I'm reading stuff. It's like, what did Brittany Snow have done? I'm like, did she have anything?
They all have. There's nobody that hasn't.
I know.
Well, every time I see Ashley's bunions on Comic, I'm like, everyone's having everything done. Just take a little time off and get your bunions done. Like, get them done. Unless she's fine with it, which is fine. Yeah, live in your truth. I don't care. We started watching Slow Horses. Have you seen that?
No, but I feel like I heard about it. Is that on Apple?
It's on Apple. It's, of course, I'm going to forget the main character's name, but they play like MI5 agents that are kind of sent off. Like if you do something not great, you're not like, they don't take away your special agent status, but they move you to like this house where they call them the slow horses because you're like pushed to the side because you're not like a, I don't know, the cream of the crop anymore.
Okay.
And each season is literally one thing. So it's like, it takes place over like a day or two, but it's like, you know, 6 or 8 episodes, but it's like, you're following the same event, whatever it is, from start to finish. So I kind of like that it, you know, it's like the opposite of the morning show. They're not adding in too many plot lines that we have to follow. It's just kind of like,
no,
this is the problem. And yeah, they add like characters in and things like that. And so sometimes I get a little confused. I do have to watch it with subtitles because of their British accents. But I think it's good. And that's Jack Loudon, who I've heard people talk about. Okay. So we say they don't have cute boys, but I think Jack Loudon's cute. He's not hunky.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look him up.
Okay, yeah, because I've heard people talk about him like, oh, Jack Loudon, like he's, you know, an up-and-comer, and I never knew who he was. And then when I saw this and I saw the credits, I was like, oh, he's definitely cute. I wouldn't say like hubba hubba.
Yeah.
But I can see it, you know?
I'm going to have to check him out.
Yeah, check him out.
Yeah, and I'm watching in the morning show, which that should be done soon, right? It's probably like 10 episodes.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I literally watch it for Alex's apartment and that's it.
Yeah, I know.
And her dog.
They don't show the dog as often, but
I know.
That apartment, you got some good scenes from last week's episode.
The one with the dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't watch this like just this past week.
No, me neither. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. What else? I feel like I'm watching so much, but
I know. I think that's it for me.
Yeah. I guess me too. I am trying to get through Mormon Wives. It's just, I almost wish they didn't release it all at once because it's like, oh, you know what else I tried? And it's not good, but I think I will finish it.
What?
The Kim Kardashian thing.
Oh, I was wondering about that because then I saw so the reviews were so bad.
It's so bad. And like, yes, her acting is bad, but like she's surrounded by other people, but it's just the plot is bad. It's like, why did Naomi Watts take this role? Like, it's
Glenn Close.
Shocked. Yeah, exactly.
Sarah is Sarah Paulson. I know she's
Sarah
like,
Paulson. Yeah. And they age them down. They age them down a little bit. And that AI I didn't love. It was weird because it's like they age, you know, because Naomi and Glenn Close have their natural faces and Sarah Paulson. And so they age them down, and except for Kim. Kim has the same face. And then when they age them, when they go to their real ages, you know, I don't know. It's like unsettling. It's like Kim has the same face, aging up and down. And like the fashion's fun and, you know, the scenes are fun. So that's why I think I will finish it. But like, I watched the first 2 episodes. I'm like, I can't believe how bad this is. Like,
maybe I'll check out that first episode. Cause yeah, it's please. Like, yeah, I want to see how bad it is. I did see a TikTok and someone's like, oh, look at Kim's very, you know, how she has a lot of Botox. Mm-hmm. Like, can you guess what she's the reaction is in this scene? And mm-hmm. it was like something like huge, but her face is like not moving, like how Larsa in the reunion.
Oh God, so good. Larsa looked like shit at BravoCon. Mm. Every time I saw something of her, I'm like, she just needs to stop.
Yeah.
And stop at the face. It's just too much. Please stop. But all right, well, I guess that's it.
Yeah. A lot. I feel like we got a lot more to come.
A lot, yeah. And next pod, we'll talk about Southern Charm. I'm sure it'll give us lots of good stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, all right, Christine.
That's talking about Craig and Paige.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But, like, the clips I'm seeing coming out of, like, you know, Austin and Madison's relationship just getting even better, I'm like, I'm here for this.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I said this to you off the pod, but I'll say it on the pod. Like, I'm glad that Paige isn't on Summer House anymore, because I wouldn't want to see the tit for tat. Yeah, like, they would just keep it dragging on.
And yes. Yeah, now.
I don't want
that. We'll be done with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So, all right, cool. Well, thank you for podcasting with me.
Thank you.
And, thank you guys for listening. Yeah, sorry,
thanks everyone for listening. Yeah.
And I was going to say, enjoy summer. Damn it, I'm fucked up. Enjoy Southern Charm. All right, bye.
Bye.